It was good. It was great. Glad to be back here, though, back to work and, getting better every day.
Obviously, you played the last two games, but do you feel back to
life? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel great. I got a great offseason. Got a lot of work in this offseason, so I'm really excited to get back to the season.
Anything you did differently?
I took a little bit more yoga, a little bit more flexibility, working my flexibility a little bit. I got to get back into it a little bit more now that I'm in Green Bay.
What did you think when they drafted all those wide receivers on draft?
I thought it was great, to add some more guys to our room. We've been deep here for as long as I've been here, so definitely to add some more depth to us.
What's it feel like being healthy and be able to be the Randall Cobb out in that football field?
Oh, it feels good, not big walking deal. Around on crutches, not rolling around in a Segway, just being back at practice and being back with the camaraderie of the guys. It's just a great feeling to be back out there.
Obviously, more going to be expected of you with James Jones gone. We don't know what's up with DeMichael Finley, another playmaker that's been on here. What's it like being you going into this year?
I'm taking a day at a time. The most important part right now for me is to get better every day and to continue to do the things that's got me to this point and, my drive and having that motivation day in and day out and continuing to find a way to get better at my craft.
And you keep saying get better every day. Year four, what are the things that you can work on?
Everything. I think as a player, you continue to get better year in and year out. I think obviously with my route running, there's still things I can work on, things I can get better at, trying different techniques. I think this is the time of year where you test new things out and see what can work for you and what won't, and just continuing to build your all-around player.
At this point, do you feel like the elder statesman? You've seen James Jones go.
Chris yes. It's so weird. It's so weird. Yeah, I know. It's so weird just to think how much has changed over the 3 years that I've been here, going into my fourth year. But that's part of the business that, it's a revolving door. And, you got to take on a new challenge every year. And we got a challenge in bringing in these new guys and getting them up to speed and trying to help them as much as I can and do all the things I can with them.
We talked to the rookies last week, or maybe it's been 2 weeks now, and they all talked about how you stay after to kind of help them and get them caught up on the playbook and stuff. It's kind of like a passing of the torch. Obviously, there's competition there, but it's important to get them ready, too.
It's definitely competition there. I think that's something that I've always been taught is competition breeds success. So, of course, I'm going to do everything I can to help them. We're going to have a competitive environment, but we're also going to have a team environment. And we know that, us as a whole is the most important thing. So whatever I can do for those guys to help them, talking to them after their routes or, any questions they have for me, I'm going to be willing to answer.
Randall, football is such a man sport. Yoga is not. Who got you?
Who says yoga is not a man sport?
Is it a man sport?
No, but, as an athlete, one of the biggest things for us, we have to stay flexible. We lift a lot of weights. So our muscles get tight, but it's important for us to keep that flexibility and to be able to move around. So if my yoga instructor is watching this here, she's going to be mad because I haven't been the last 2 weeks.
Jay might get you into that?
No. It was something that a good friend of mine brought to me.
Right. As mentioned, the wide receivers who have left now the past two offseasons, I guess you can possibly maybe fill me in that category. Do you feel the need to individually step up and do even more than you've done, knowing that the veterans before you are dwindling?
Well, I've never been satisfied with my play so far. I think that, I've done some good things. I've shown some flashes, but I still got a lot to prove. I got a lot to prove to a lot of people, including myself. I know where I can take myself, and I know the type of player I can be. It's just continuing to do the things that I know can get me to that player.
Randall, you saw a couple times at the end of practice, Aaron was with the younger receivers kind of doing a lot of this and that. What kind of stuff is he telling those young guys, and how valuable is that, for their development?
It's very valuable. I think that's one thing that helps build that chemistry, understanding, and understanding from his perspective. I think him talking to them and letting them know what he's thinking, it gives them a better idea of how to run the route.
When you came in game one, you had that big kick return, you had a touchdown catch. What have you told the young rookie receivers about how to make an immediate impact?
I think the biggest thing is just playing ball. Let everything else go and go out there and play. Whenever you do, you're going to make mistakes. It's going to happen. And that's where you have to be able to take coaching and being able to learn and, learn the playbook and learn the thing. That stuff is going to take time. But whenever you get out on the field, go out there and let loose. Don't think too much, because when you think, that's when you make mistakes. So just go out there and have fun and let it come to you.
Can you give us a couple things that just stand out about each of them, Devontae, Jared, and also
Jeff. Well, starting with Devontae, I think that, you know, his size definitely brings a different characteristic to our room. His build and his ability to catch the ball, I think he has very natural hands, and seeing him pluck the ball the way he does out of the air is very big for us. And Jared, I think Jared's going to be really good. You look at how fast he's been able to pick up on the system so far, and just his ability to get in and out of breaks. He's a really quick, shifty guy, so I think he's going to transition well for us. And Jeff, I think Jeff, you look at his speed, being able to get deep and take the top off of some coverages is going to be big for us.
What kind of speed is it? Is it faster than Sam?
You know, I haven't seen him like that. I think he's fast, but I don't know if he can run with Sam.
Indoor competition a lot. Is the talent pool at receiver even deeper than maybe you anticipated?
I believe so. You know, I think we all have different things we bring to the table. We all can add we have a different chemistry than we've had in the past. I think we got a really good room. We got some great guys and we got some good athletes. And I think when you put us together and we find a way to get us all on the field, we're going to make some plays.